This is the Should Have Bet More podcast, presented by Goal Boys Network. Here's your host, Will Hill.
Welcome to the Should Have Bet More podcast, presented by Goal Boys. Coming up on the show, Dave Ross from VEASAN, our buddy, will join us. We will go over the conference championship games on Sunday, get his thoughts, sides, totals, props. We will break it all down with Dave. Excited to talk to him. And look, I've talked about it a couple times, kind of hinted at it, all week, really, since these matchups came out last Sunday into Monday, doing our Monday show. I'm going to go with both home teams. I'll just get right into it here. I'm going to go with both home teams here. First of all, with Philly, look, Daniels, give him all the accolades in the world. He's not even good. And I don't know the word to describe him. What he's done as a rookie, and to think that he could take this team to a Super Bowl, this franchise that's been awful for two decades, and take them as a rookie with a shaky defense too to a Super Bowl in year one is just beyond comprehension. I do have a hard time seeing it, though. I have a hard time sitting here, you know, Sunday, 7, 8 o'clock at night, and Washington is going to the Super Bowl. I will need to see it to believe it. I just think that, look, it's still a Philly team. I know they're banged up. Hurts is banged up. A.J. Brown is banged up. They don't have N'Kobe Dean, the linebacker, in the middle of the field defensively. So that, obviously, I mean, it's something to consider. It gives me pause. I still think they have a good defense. That crowd is a factor. They're playing outdoors. I don't think Daniels can just run around like he did against Detroit, and Detroit was just a shell of a defense, you know, with all of their injuries late in the season. This is going to be a different story. And look, they're plus six in turnovers in the playoffs. They have six takeaways, no turnovers committed. That's hard to sustain, and they're so reliant also, and this would worry me if I'm Washington, so reliant on these fourth downs where every game they're 2 for 3 and they're 4 for 5. I would worry if I'm Washington that I get a bad run at the blackjack table and I have a 1 for 4 or an 0 for 3 and I don't pick up these fourth downs, then what does it look like? So to me, Philly with the run game, Barkley against that shaky run defense for Washington, defense, crowd. I think Washington will be competitive, but I think Philly does pull away late, similar to that Thursday night game, middle of the season. I'll call it 34-17. That's slightly into the over. I think Philly is going to really get their points. Again, a lot of it's dependent. Can Hurts at least be functional? Can he do enough where, hey, he can hit you on play action after, they set up Barkley and they can't just completely sell it on Barkley? I would think with a week off and a chance to go to the Super Bowl, they can do whatever needs to be done to get him to a point where he's at least functional. As far as props, by the way, I would look for A.J. Brown. I just don't think he's healthy. Him at 4.5 catches, I would look towards an under. And Goddard, I could see Goddard having a big day just because, hey, a lot of it's going to be play action, get the ball out quickly. I could see Goddard getting a 5-6 catches. So Goddard over yards, Goddard over catches, and A.J. Brown under would be a couple I would look at. But I do think Philly wins and wins going away. And, man, boy, if they – Bill Daniels a statue. If this kid takes them to the Super Bowl as a rookie right away, three road games with a kind of shaky defense. This isn't Flacco. You know, Flacco in 2008, was it? Mark Sanchez in 2009, where these rookies were winning games, but it was mostly, hey, just don't screw it up. Just rely on your defense. Don't turn it over. This kid is winning the games, not single-handedly, but he is the star of the team. He is carrying the team. And there aren't enough accolades to describe how good he's been. I just think this is a bridge too far. I think Philly wins, and I think Philly is going back for the second time in 3 years to the Super Bowl. And I'm going to pick the Chiefs. Look, I think this is a game where whoever you pick, you're going to feel like an idiot if you get it wrong. Obviously, if you go against Mahomes and you lose, you're going to say, what the hell was I thinking? How many times do I need to pick against this guy if you're somebody that's picked against him before? How many times do I need to pick against this guy before I learn my lesson to not pick against him? He's laying under a field goal. It's not like the spread is, you would think, going to be a factor here where he's laying a bunch of points. All he has to do is pretty much win the game, and I'm going to pick against him. I can't do it. There is part of me, and not to waffle or hedge or anything, there is part of me that feels like Buffalo is due to break through. I just, man, there. I do have a little bit of a gut instinct that Buffalo at some point here, I mean, you play these teams, it's not like the Chiefs are that much better than them, where at some point you're going to beat them in a big spot. I know Buffalo always beats them in the regular season. At some point, you're going to hang on to one of these games. I just, speaking of, I need to see it to believe it. I just need to see Buffalo win one of these games. And just from a fan's perspective, I would really like to see, you know, Buffalo break through and break up this. Not that Kansas City annoys me as much as they annoy other people, but it would be fun to have new blood. It'd be cool to see Buffalo and their fans go back to the Super Bowl. Until I see it, I'm going to pick Mahomes at home, Andy Reid at home. We'll see what the officiating. I would think the officiating. I want to make it part of my handicap. Where hey, the Chiefs always get these calls, so take that into your handicap. I would think this week. I always think the refs do their best to call it neutral and just hey, things happen. Home teams get the crowd. Superstars get the crowd. I would think this week of all weeks, they're going to be in the microscope where I wouldn't expect any sort of bogus roughing the passers on Mahomes. I think the refs will do their best to not be a story, stay out of that. Look, human nature. If I was a ref, I wouldn't want people talking about, you know, me being corrupt or me being, you know, in bed with the Chiefs after the game and how rigged it was. I wouldn't want that. I would just try to stay out of the way as much as possible. I know that people, once this narrative gets out there, that it's hard to sway people the other way. And that was a poorly officiated game against Houston. But I would expect the refs are not overboard in terms of, hey, roughing here, this call for the Chiefs, that call for the Chiefs. But look, close game. And if it's close, I'm just going to go with Mahomes here. I think if you're Buffalo, obviously you want to get a big lead. But especially with everything that's happened in the past, you don't want this to be tied 3-4 minutes to go, especially if Mahomes has a chance to win. You want to like leave no doubt, be up two scores, and take the crowd out of it. But I will go with the Chiefs just based on, look, Buffalo's got some injuries defensively. Buffalo's got some turnover aggression coming to them too, because they were plus 24 this year in turnovers. They were plus 3 last week in turnovers. At some point, these things somewhat even out, and you figure Buffalo maybe coughs up the ball here too. So I'm excited. I mean, how could you not be? Allen, Mahomes, it's the best rivalry in football. The past of everything that's happened in Buffalo trying to get over the hump. I mean, it's great. It's great sports. It's great drama. Whatever happens on Sunday, I wouldn't think either team pulls away. I think we're looking at a really good game. I wouldn't be shocked if Philly pulls away and that game is, you know, with 5 minutes to go, it's a celebration. I'd be pretty surprised if this is not a one score game either way with 4 or 5 minutes to go in terms of the AFC game. So 2 games, 3 games left in the season. Got to enjoy them. Absolutely have to enjoy them. By the way, I'll call it 27-24 Chiefs. I do lean towards the over. I do think these quarterbacks, even though the Chiefs are not the Chiefs high-flying team we've expected from past years and really dating back to last year, they've morphed into more of an under team, and they don't. It's more of a reputation that, hey, the Chiefs score a bunch of points. They really don't. But when Allen and Mahomes go head-to-head, all of these playoff games together with these two have gone over, and I think it's almost the opposite of a pitcher's duel where Allen sees Mahomes, Mahomes sees Allen and say, hey, I need sevens, I need to be aggressive, I need to force the issue. So I could see a scenario where they go back and forth, and 27-24 is not that high scoring. So I do think, and I don't think the Chiefs are as good defensively as they were last year. I think that Stroud moved the ball against them, so I do think Buffalo is going to have success. I think the Chiefs, you know, with Andy Reid, with Mahomes, even though this isn't a vintage Chiefs offense, I think they'll figure out a way to get in the 20s. So 27-24, I will call it Chiefs. I would not be surprised at all if Buffalo wins. I would be surprised if Washington wins. I would be really surprised if Washington wins. I wouldn't with Buffalo. So we'll see what Dave Ross thinks. We'll figure out who's going to be in the Super Bowl. That is next. This is Should Have Bet More Podcast. All right, we are back. Should have been more podcast. You can catch him VEASAN in the morning, 7 to 10 Eastern. He is our buddy, Cowboys fan, Mets fan. It's our pal. It's Dave Ross. Dave, if I told you back in August we will have an all NFC East, NFC title game, how much would you have put on the Cowboys? How excited would you have been? And how hard is reality?
That just, it seems a little unnecessary to begin the conversation that way, Will. Knowing that all summer long, you and I talked about, it's a two-horse race, right? It's Philadelphia and Dallas. That's who it's got to be. I would have bet every sum of money that I had in my bank account that if you told me two teams from the East were in the title game, Dallas would be one of those teams. Absolutely. Here's the real problem going forward. If you're a Cowboy backer like me, now the division's already, it's not only a three-team race, you might be the third team in that race going forward. So you've already been knocked down and rung in the pecking order here going forward. So if you're a Commanders backer now, you got to be going, man, this is RG3 2.0. Like the excitement that fan base had back then, and I covered that team back in 2012, 2013 when RG3 came on the scene. They won the division his rookie year. So there are similarities here to what Griffin did that year and what the Commanders doing now. The difference is this feels like it's got real staying power. And if I'm Philadelphia, is this really the team I want to see on Sunday? That I got to figure out a way, if I'm Vic Fangio, to slow down Jaden Daniels and company? Because that kid, he has looked so poised, not just in this postseason run, but Will, we really saw it towards the end of the regular season. They're going to be a tough out on Sunday. I don't care about the weather. I don't care about the cold. I know it's a Heisman Trophy winner from LSU. This kid looks the part, and it looks like they're going to be a handful in the NFC East for years to come.
Before we get to the games, what is just from the two games, what is your favorite bet? Side, total, prop? With only two games, it's obviously harder, but what's your favorite one? Take it whatever direction you want.
Yeah, you know, I'm probably going to look to the Josh Allen over for his total yards. I believe right now I saw 223.5 out there, which feels very low to me for the Josh Allen side. And we'll break down this game and what we like a little bit in more detail. But he had such a pedestrian game in that championship game against the Ravens because the game script said, hey, got the big lead, 21-10 at halftime. And really, Sean McDermott just took away the keys to the car in the second half, and they tried to actually trust their defense and not ask Josh Allen to make those critical mistakes he's made in years past. I think they're going to have to be a little bit more up-tempo here against the Kansas City Chiefs. I don't think they can play that same style of game and win it. I don't know you can count on three turnovers like they got from the Ravens. And I do think, yeah, maybe the receiving core is not the sexiest core that they have out there. I got to think Amari Cooper eventually makes some plays. We know Shakir, what he does with the yak after the catch. They get him in the screen game and two very talented tight ends. And even James Cook out of the backfield. I think at the end of the day, I'm looking at Josh Allen around 230, 240. So I feel like that prop is a little bit low because I just think at the end of the day, they're going to trust 17 and go down to that swerve. That's how they lose. And he throws a couple picks. I think they'll be able to live with that. But I think Allen's going to have a big day in the pass game come Sunday in Arrowhead.
All right, let's just get to it. I'll let you take it away. Eagles, like you said, laying 6. Chiefs laying 1.5, 2. Bills are a good teaser leg if you want to include Philly in the teaser. But side total, who do you like in these two games to win and cover?
Al Pacino, baby. Dog day afternoon. I'm going to roll with both dogs here. And I did tease them up and tease it. It was 5.5 when I got it. Teased up to 11.5 and teased the Bills up to 7.5. You can even get better numbers now that those have gone to 2. And a full 6, as we've seen out there in the marketplace. So I didn't even get the best of the number when I made those teasers on Sunday after the divisional round. But I just think that these are going to be, I think it's a one-score game in Kansas City either way. So that's why I'd love to have that outside of a touchdown here for the Bills side. And for the Commanders, if they lose by 2 touchdowns or more, okay, I'll tip my cap to the Eagles that they're able to get it done by 12 or more, theoretically, in the teaser like that I have. And I just don't see that happening, Will. I mean, what it would take for that to happen is turnovers. And what has Jaden Daniels not done? He hasn't turned the ball over. Now, so short of that, of Vic Fangio being able to force Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden Daniels to do things they just have not done in the last couple wins, getting these wins in the roads, I see another one-score game in Philadelphia. I think both these dogs are live to win outright, obviously, with a 2-point spread there in Kansas City. Of course, you got to be thinking that if you're playing the Bills. So I do. I give the dogs realistic shots to win. And if they don't win, I think they're both within a 1-score margin. I'm going to play that teaser leg here with both dogs on the road.
Yeah, if I'm Buffalo, man, I mean, this sounds obvious. I want a big lead. I go up 10-0 right away, 14-3, make the crowd quiet, and don't have this where, hey, it's 5 minutes to go and it's anybody's game. The crowd's going crazy. Oh, Mahomes on the other side. Kind of, you know what, go into the bottom of the ninth with a 5-run lead, that kind of game, because until I see them close one of these games, I just don't trust them to close one of them.
And don't you think conversely in Philadelphia, if you get up 7-10-0 there near the Commanders and you make Jalen Hurts throw the football, which by the way, they were already questioning whether he could do that when he's healthy. And now you and I know, look, we're not doctors. We saw him get dinged up before halftime when he had to go to the blue 10. That had nothing to do with the knee. And then he gets the knee injury in the third quarter, and now he's got a brace on it. Like, to me, that's really going to be doomsday in Philadelphia. If they get down early and Jaden Daniels, and you know Dan Quinn, that mentality, this is the closest equivalent we have left to Dan Campbell. He's going to put the full full metal jacket. It's going down on that right side of the foot on the accelerator. I don't see any let up there. So if the Eagles fall behind, it could get really queasy in the city of brotherly shove very quickly.
Any feel for either total, 47, 47.5, look about right to me. If anything, I like the Chiefs Bills over just because I know the Chiefs have morphed in kind of an under team, but yep. Man, you get these two teams in the playoffs. They've played nothing but overs. They played an over early in the season. I just feel like it's almost like two really good pitchers when they see each other. I know I got to, you know, hold this team to one run or less, and they get up for the game. It's almost, it's the same thing, but the opposite, where you get more scoring. Where, hey, it's Mahomes on the other side, I need seven. It's Allen on the other side, I need seven. So you get in one of these back and forth games. I could see like a 30-27 type of game. I know it's a high total for the Chiefs. They don't play these overs anymore, but I lean towards the over. Do you have a strong feel for either of these?
Both of those, when they came out, I immediately went to the under. It was the rationale. And by the time we get there to Sunday, I'm on both over. Square peg. Call me square peg. I'm totally cool with that, because I do think you're right. At the end of the day, even if it's in mid-20s in Kansas City, it's still, you know, we're looking, you know, 28, 20, 23, something like that. We're going to hit that over. I just don't think you're going to hold Buffalo's offense down. And remember, they were held down last week, and they still scored 27.
Right.
And they did not have a great offensive output. Conversely, in Philadelphia, I think Philadelphia's going to have to score, because I don't know how you slow down Jaden Daniels and company into single digits. So to me, that's a game that's going to lend itself to eventually be in the 20s both ways. So sniffing it right around that 47.5, if both teams are in the 20s to begin with, I'm leaning towards those square pegs. Sometimes the public wins too. I'm going to be on both those overs, 47.5 in each game.
Yeah, I was on with Gil the other day. He asked a great question, and it made me think. I'm going to ask you, if these games were played in the middle of a Sunday card in like November and there were eight other games to bet on, would you still be betting them? Or it's, hey, it's the championship game, we're in the content business, it's, you know, kind of have to bet it just because it's on. Would you be betting this if there were a bunch of other games on and this was a full card?
I wouldn't be betting the overs. If this is exactly the same, this is week eight, I saw 47, I'd probably go under. But because there is no tomorrow, because both teams, we've got a dance card to the Super Bowl on the line, they're really going to push that pedal down the accelerator, knowing that these other teams, especially the Commanders and certainly the Bills, their offensive firepower. If I'm the Chiefs and I'm the Eagles, I want to stay up on top of those teams. So I can't take the foot off the gas because of those offenses. So to me, that's why I'll be playing the overs. But yeah, you're right. These are week eights in the regular season. If I did play them, I'd probably end up playing the unders without the, you know, I got to win this game for the season to continue mentality. And hey, if we're down in the fourth quarter, maybe we wave the flag a little bit and move on to the next week. There is no tomorrow. These teams are going to go hell or high water. That's why I think we're getting more points than maybe we would have gotten in a week eight scenario.
I'd have to go back and look. So you like both road teams. I'm trying to think of the last time both road teams won on conference championship Sunday. I can't think of anything top of my head. Last year, it wasn't the case with
the Chiefs
won on the road, but the 49ers won at home.
And should have lost.
It's been a lot of chalk. They should have. They absolutely should have. And it's been a rough couple of years for Detroit, with being the one seed, being up 17 in the third quarter, not being the Super Bowl either year is a tough one. So if that is the Super Bowl, Bills Commanders, boy, that is strange to even say out loud. I'm guessing you think the Bills close this, or not necessarily.
Okay, look, the homer in me says it's going to be a good 3 weeks if whoever loses in the NFC East title game, theoretically here, onside, then loses the Super Bowl. Then as a Cowboy fan, I can get through my offseason in peace, right? I got to be honest. If you're giving me 4.5, 5.5 with the Commanders against either one of these teams, whether it's Chiefs or Bills, on a fast track in that Superdome dome down there in New Orleans, are you kidding me? Oh, good luck stopping that. So I won't admit this publicly, although your podcast is going to go all over the world. I won't admit it in a court of law. I would probably end up taking the points in the Commanders in a Super Bowl. Because look, I got to be honest with you. Well, maybe the Eagles would be that elixir, and Vic Fangio has seen it, done it all. He'll slow down Cliff Kingsbury and the way he's calling this thing. They've got so many weapons that we really don't talk about past Gary Terry at the wide receiver core. But they've got sneaky guys like De'Ami Brown. They do utilize the running game. Austin Ekeler being back in there out of the backfield too, man. Like, they got a lot of things. It's going to be tough to slow them down. If they do get to the Super Bowl, I'll probably be on the Commanders in the points. But again, we'll not admit that publicly, certainly not to my DC friends.
If I'm Washington, I just have a concern. I've been so aggressive on fourth down and so effective on fourth down. And hey, they're showing the old school take the points people. Hey, you got four downs to work with, use them. And they've done it very well. I just worry they have a cold run at the blackjack table where the dealer gets blackjack in 20 a couple times. And man, these 4-for-5 and 5-for-6 on fourth down, if that turns into like a 1-for-5, oof, what does that score look like? That would be my concern if I'm Washington. And just law of averages, I know they're converting these, you know, 4th-and-1, 4th-and-2, you got a running quarterback. Man, if it doesn't go their way, that would be my concern.
that's how the Eagles cover, right? Is that they squander red zone opportunities. They don't get it to the most nervy looking kicker I've ever seen in Zane Gonzalez before the Tampa Bay game, that kick that doinked off in order for them to move on to Detroit. Remember that? Have you ever seen a kicker fix his hair more times before a kick? Like, what are we doing? Like, he looks so nervous. So I got to be honest with you. If they roll the dice again, and maybe part of it is because Zane Gonzalez is like their third kicker they've had in DC this year, and they just don't trust the guy, I can live with that. Like, that's an acceptable explanation for why I'm going for it, because I don't trust my kicker. It's outdoors. It's Philadelphia. So I get that. But I'd rather go down with that ship. And here I am, the take the points guy, saying I'd rather they go for it because, one, they have had a lot of success with it. And two, I think it's a better option. I think Jaden Daniels in a fourth and short scenario, whether you're running, you know, a read option, whether you're trying to get a pop pass in there, maybe you're going to take that big shot. I trust that more than I do that nervy kicker. It really does depend on the kicker for me. Yeah. If this is Dallas and I have the exact same scenario, trot out my kicker because I know he's going to make it. Zane Gonzalez, I don't know. So I'm going to give Dan Quinn a little bit of a pass here if he keeps being that riverboat guy come Sunday. Not only has it worked, I think it's the better of the two options.
Yeah, and I hope there aren't people, if it doesn't work out, let's just say they go for a bunch of fourth downs, it doesn't work, people say, oh, you should have kicked the field goal, should have put, this is how they got there. Let's not play the results. I hope that, I mean, look, I know that's not going to be the case, but that's at least hoping.
But this is what we always talk about, Will, you and I. Like, if we're being intellectually honest about the when to go for it, when to take the points, and I know I do a lot of this stuff tongue-in-cheek, it's knowing personnel. And if I've got a kicker that I truly trust and I know I've got 3 points in pocket, that's why I always say, at least early in games, take the points. If I don't have a kicker that I trust, I'm cool with you going for it because I'm knowing my personnel. I know that the likelihood of him making it is not the same as having, you know, a Maher or one of these elite kickers in the league. I don't have that. So if I don't have that, and Elliott, by the way, has not been great for Philadelphia either. So, you know, if Jalen Hurts is right, I'm going to be okay with Sirianni going, let's do the tush push. Let's do a variation of it because that's still the better option if I don't trust my kicker fully. So, look, if Butker's right for the Chiefs, and he hasn't really been right since coming back from his injury either, then I have more latitude with some of these go-for-it guys. It really does depend on my kicker, depends on my personnel, and where we are in the game. If it's early in the game, you know I'm going to lean towards taking the points, taking that lead, because I do think that switches momentum. But if it's not, if it's second half, go for it. I'm not going to be bashing you on social media about it.
Well, sounds like so Bills, Commanders, and you've got, if you had to pick right now, just forget the spread, you'd pick the Commanders to win it all? I want this on record.
I did not say that, Counselor.
Okay.
I said I would lean towards taking the points in the Commanders.
You did.
Right?
You did. I'm trying to goad you into an answer. I'm leading the witness. I mean,
what are you giving me money on? Are you giving me a 2-1?
Probably 2-1. Yeah, probably 2-1.
220? Can I get 220? Like, if we're starting going north of $2
with
this Commanders team against either one of these teams. And again, the Chiefs offense has been pedestrian for a great team. They've been pedestrian, right? Is Spags going to be able to hold down, if it's the Chiefs, hold down JD5 and company for 4 quarters? All right, good luck. And if it's the Bills, conversely, then I think you get a really, truly fight fire with fire game. And that's going to be an over city, 53.5 is what I've already seen out there in the marketplace. If it's Bills, theoretically, against JD5. Yeah, I'm playing that over all day and probably taking the points and sitting back and enjoying probably a shootout.
Last one, last couple minutes here. Soto, you were on, I think, right before, maybe right after the Mets signed him. Has that worn off a little bit? Are you disappointed? No Sasaki, no Corbin Burns. Are you a little, hey, I was hoping for a little more under the old Christmas tree from Uncle Stevie.
Your failures as a Yankee organization does not need to then bleed into, should I want more from Uncle Steve? Uncle Steve is doing it. Like, we're not done yet, Will. You know this. I know this. The American people know this. This is not done. I looked at the futures market here at Circa out in Vegas. I saw plus $1.86 for the Phillies to win the division, for the Braves to win the division, and the Mets to win the division. I've never seen that before. Three teams, exact same price to win the East. You know what that means? No bet for me. I can't bet that, right? So, no, I don't think Uncle Steve is done yet. But if we get one more guy and that number doesn't fluctuate off plus $1.86, that's where you might tempt me to jump in and really dive in with my fandom and my money. But, no, I'm not upset. Uncle Steve, go at your pace. if we're really in the market for Vladdy Jr., if we can't re-sign Pete the Polar Bear, then wait. Let's wait for this. Because we're hearing ridiculous stuff out of New York. They're asking more than what the Soto haul would have been. Like, come on. Vlad Guerrero Jr. is great, but he should not command more than what, you know, people were asking of Juan Soto.
Dave, weekdays 7 to 10 Eastern, VSiN. Let everyone know else where they can find you.
At D-Raw Sports, I always like to mix it up with Will out there as well. So if you don't take yourself too seriously, hit us up on there, and you know I'll barb verbally and with my fingers as well. Because you and I had one of the best segments known to man on VSiN. Defend your tweet. I love your tweets. I hope people enjoy mine as well. We're trying to have a good time out there.
Dave, appreciate the time, man. Thanks. Good luck with the games.
Anytime, Will. You're the best.
All right, that'll do it. Rate, review, subscribe. Thank you to Dave Ross. Enjoy the games. Enjoy the weekend. We'll be back Monday. See you then.